Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 28th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 6¾ cents, closing at 348¼. March beans down 7¾ cents, closing at 1016½. And March wheat down 8 cents, closing at 401½. The grains never really recovered from the lower openings. We've got the dollar up 20 ticks. It's about 37 off its highs. We got up to 103.57 in the dollar. We're currently at 103.22. So it looks like a little bit of a head and shoulders top on the charts. If we do break, that certainly would be helpful for the grains. If we close over 103.65, those would be new high closes, and I think we'd see some more strength in the dollar there. Crude oil really hasn't done much all day, just a little bit higher. The Dow Jones is down 100 points here. That really didn't have too much impact, I don't think, on the grains. But I think basically we came in with the strong dollar. That didn't help. News that the Brazilian crops are still in pretty good shape, and even some big, big yields out of Brazil on some of the early harvested beans. There was a report out that there's 10 cargoes waiting to get loaded down in Brazil. And the question is, are they going to be loading old crop or new crop beans? If they're loading new crop beans, that certainly takes a bite out of our export market. And, you know, we've been waiting for it to switch really for the last 30 or 40 days. We haven't seen that, so maybe that's what's going on. That put a little pressure here. It also may be nothing more than just a little turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday here. But obviously the funds, you know, two trading days left in the year, are they going to cover 80,000, 90,000 corn and 120,000 wheat? I would think that would be near impossible. So looks like they're going to stay short through the end of the year. They're going to stay long the beans through the end of the year. And then maybe we'll see some rebalancing after the first of the year. Again, I don't want to be bearish wheat and corn at these levels. I want to be looking for opportunities to buy it. The beans, looking to sell rallies. We had a good rally yesterday. We had new crop beans over 10 bucks. Had them over $10 here last night. So I think these are all good opportunities, particularly in the beans, to get some protection for new crop. I'm still concerned that the Brazilian crop is going to be big, that we're going to plant a lot more acres. There's also concerns about what's going to happen when Trump takes office out here. So there's a lot of variables, and I think it's well worth protecting $10 beans out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.